Good morning, everybody. It's your good friend Dan in Little Saigon, Seattle. It's July the 16th, 2019. That's real good news. It's great news. It's July. I should close the window because not exactly soundproof. It's also 4:30 in the morning, and you'd think the planes would stop flying at 4:30, but they don't. I'm kidding, they're just starting to fly again, probably. Yeah, so basically, it's Tuesday and it's early as fuck. And I was planning on, excuse me, and I'm also on call at work, so in a few minutes or about an hour, I have to check the state of the Coastalizer. I'm still cleaning out old topics from my old notebook. That's relevant. Some of these topics I'm glad I skipped. I know you don't like to hear me just making grunts, but what the fuck? This is a terrible process. Okay. I don't want to talk about the crypto fecal parasite. You know, every summer these days, it seems like there's some new parasite they're finding in the pools. And I was reading an article about some new amoeba or parasite that's in the swimming pools. So you say to yourself, it's really, really hot out. I want to go swimming. It's really hot out. I'd like to go swimming. I think I'm going to go swimming in my swimming pool. Yeah, so you want to go swimming, you go swim in your swimming pool, but unbeknownst to you, there is some new type of parasite swimming in your swimming pool already. And it will likely enter your ear, and it will probably feed on your brain. That's as much as I want to say about that fucking topic. That's a terrible topic. Ugh. Probably hearing me grunt is as terrible. Batman versus Superman. You know, I think I could spend a lot of time on this one to some extent. I really do. Batman versus Superman. Yeah. So, anywho, I was riding the Amtrak. I was riding the train to visit a sister for 4th of July weekend. You know, I don't currently own a car. My car was repossessed by the Toyota Corporation. Toyota needed its car back. Yeah, so Toyota needs its car back. And I was contacted by them to, I wasn't. They just took it. And so I was taking the train to visit my sister in, let's just say Olympia. And yeah, I was thinking about this idea on the train. Like, imagine a couple crazy people having a crazy conversation that ultimately leads to one person proposing to the other that they murder Superman or Batman. Anyways, I don't really want to talk about this one too much because really I was taking shrooms that day. But here's the thing. If you ask, number one, I'm not big into comic books, never have been, probably never will be. I watch the Marvel movies mostly out of sociological curiosity. I'll be honest with you. I'm interested in these superhero movies because they do represent a kind of modern expression of this desire, and on the part of a lot of people, I think, to have somebody sort of swoop in and save the day. And also, I would say an unconscious desire to seek revenge. There's a lot of, revenge seeking. I don't know if this has been studied amongst primates, but I would venture to guess seeking revenge in some form is probably not just a human thing. I once heard that a crow, the bird, the crow, a crow will actually remember someone for several years that pissed them off. And they'll swoop and they'll do all their fucking shit. So yeah, I think that the desire to seek revenge is a big part of superhero films too. I don't know. And I get it. You get angry, you want revenge. I'm a Christian now, so it's like I still feel sometimes a lot of, wrathful, righteous indignation and a desire for judgment. And I get the appeal of someone like a Batman who would come along and do the shit he does. But ultimately, by definition, Batman's a vigilante. Now, I will say, as an anarchist, if I had to choose between Batman and Superman, it's Batman every day of the week and twice on Sunday because Batman is at least a human being. And Batman is essentially doing what he's doing because the cops don't. Essentially, that he knows the crocodile's bullshit, Although, truly, in some sense, that's kind of been reinterpreted. It's funny. Batman can be thought of in a couple of ways. On the one hand, he can be thought of as a kind of iconoclastic vigilante. But truly, if you think about like the Batman movies, he was kind of slavish to authority too. So even Batman doesn't really appeal to me that much. He's kind of a fucktard. Ultimately, some of these superheroes kind of appeal to me in the sense that they say to themselves, well, the crocodile's not doing anything. But in the last few years, it's really been about some cop sort of saving the day. And it's just, I don't know. I may not be making a lot of sense here. I think superheroes are probably a kind of bullshit, and I think seeking revenge is a dangerous game, but I get why people want to do it. I get it. I get why they would love to see some powerful dude come along and punish evil. Who wouldn't want to see that? Who wouldn't want to be at work around some scumbag, and you know that person's a scumbag, and just have, fucking some kind of shit like that happen? I don't know. Batman versus Superman. I don't know if it's an interesting topic. I will say the vigilante is an interesting topic from an anarchist perspective, but I'm not sure I want to spend time on it this morning. By the way, that train ride on the Amtrak, oh my God. If you want to know the state of the United States of America, the current state of the crocodile, just once a year, take a ride on the Amtrak. And I promise you, you will know exactly how well this country is doing. You could argue that maybe some of the lines are better. Like, I don't know, maybe those Acela lines on the East Coast are really fancy. But all that tells me is the closer you get to the nougaty center of the empire, the fancier you get. And that just looks really gross. Yeah, it looks really gross. So, anywho, I rode this Amtrak train and it was terrible. The seats were just terrible. It had the decor of a Soviet Union in the late 1980s. The train itself was noisy and smelly. The staff was okay, but frankly, that was the only bright side. And even they didn't seem too enthused. They were barely, I think, more interactive than some sort of, waxwork show or Chuck E. Cheese automatron. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It was shitty. It was shitty as fuck, and it wasn't cheap. But here's the deal. At this point in American history, if you're expecting shit to work all the time, if you spend a lot of energy expecting stuff to function, then I feel like you're doing it wrong. I'm not saying that you don't have a right to expect value for your money, but what I would tell you is your money probably really isn't money, and it's losing its value every fucking day. So whatever you expect to get for your dollar, keep in mind your dollar will be worth less tomorrow than it was yesterday. I know you don't want to believe that, but you need to study the history of the dollar. I promise you, in the last 100 years, that dollar in your pocket has lost most of its value. I'm sorry for raining on your fucking parade. So. Blade Runner Tortoise Test. I don't want that one. I don't know why I wrote that one down. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had this one note here. It said, I can now afford to eat food, specifically vegetables, that are green because they're healthy and not because they're rotten. It's kind of nice. Green because fresh, not because rotten. But I don't know why I wrote that down. That was stupid. Oh, boy. So, I saw this weird rainbow in the sky last week when I was on the bus. And it was a little bit weird. It kind of, I don't know what to say. It was spooky. It didn't look like a normal rainbow. You know, it didn't have any kind of arc, but it was like more like a prismatic kind of smear in the sky that was rainbow-like. But I was thinking, is it possible that that's what methane looks like in the upper atmosphere? According to Guy McPherson, at some point in the next few months, the amount of methane released into the atmosphere will become uncontrollable. Once that happens, we will find ourselves in abrupt climate change with a positive feedback loop of methane buildup, heating, methane release from the Arctic Circle, and then from the Arctic. Yeah, so I think I saw a methane bow. I can't call it a rainbow. And it was pretty creepy looking. And the thing is, it's funny because when I saw it, I looked around the bus. And like any other moment on the bus to Willy Wonka's, all you're going to really see are a bunch of people staring at their phones, at their smart devices, at their ironically named electronic rectangles. Their smart device. And they're not seeing the weird methane cloud in the sky. And folks, that's a sign you're about to die. Yeah, so anyways, I don't know what to tell you. Weird, weird, weird subject. Methane buildup in the sky. Abrupt climate change. It sounds like being boiled alive, and I gotta tell you, I'm not looking forward to it if it happens. The butt crack camera. Now, I'm gonna tell you something, folks. I have an idea for a product, and if anybody wants to partner with me or simply take it and run with it, and give Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club some small credit in some footnote in some article to be read in a journal that no one shall read. If you want to do that, I'm totally cool with it. The butt crack camera. woman walking down the street. Maybe you just got off the 545 to Redmond to go to Willy Wonka's. You're walking on the narrow path of the little byway or sidewalk, and it's narrow, which means there's a stack of guys right behind you. You wore your tight little pants this morning, and you look really fine. But you'd like to know which cute guys are looking at your butt crack so you can give them a smile, and you want to know which ugly old men are looking at your butt crack so you can identify them to Willy Wonka police. Yeah, so I want to sell a camera kit and website technology that allows women to put a camera essentially on their butt so when they're walking down the street, they can see which men are looking at their butt. And that way they can find their next, you know, husband or father of their child, you know. You know, how's that song go from Ace of Base? All that she wants is another baby, baby, and she's gone tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. All she wants is another baby. She's gone tomorrow. All she wants is another baby. She'll be gone tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you guys, the butt crack camera. And I really think, you know, you have a website. Maybe you even do something like a Tinder site. Imagine, oh my God, sniffmybutt.com. Yes, the state of human civilization in the year 2029 has decayed greatly. The giant lamprey chased you down the street, just like Vonnegut predicted, that fuck. You're going out tonight. You got on your tight little tight slack pants, the ones that enhance your crack. Your crack camera works the best. Yeah, 2029 is probably gonna suck. But the point is, with your butt crack camera, your BCC, your butt crack camera, your BCC, with your BCC device turned on. In fact, by 2029, you'll buy pants with the camera built into the fabric itself, so you'll be able to see people staring right at your crack. You'll have a heads-up display that shows you, you know, the different people, the ugly ones, the cute ones, the straight, the lesbians, bi, trans, quid, quadraguan 12, android, quadrazoid, fuzzy furry, all of the weird creepazoids, and you'll be able to see and identify them and instantly match yourself at sniffmybutt.com. Now, I know some of you are saying, Dan, you've gone too far. That's not possible. No way would people devolve. And I'll say the only thing that's going to save you from that future is a simple fact that probably we're on the precipice of a massive, massive economic and civilizational collapse. So that's the thing that's going to keep you from worrying about a kind of Tinder-like site in the year 2029 called sniffmybutt.com. But if we manage to survive to 2029 without some major setback, technologically, economically, industrially speaking, if we avoid World War III, if we avoid Guy McPherson's abrupt climate change, which frankly means we'd all be dead by 2029, then yeah, sniffmybutt.com. And of course, the URL, sniffmybutt.com, probably is already one that exists. So if you went there and you said, is this your website, Dan? No, it's not. I simply said it would be something like that. Probably sniffmybutt.com is already some sort of fetish porno site. Let's just be honest. In fact, the very second I started talking about it, my computer recorded it, sold it to Google and AdWords, and then some porno company or porn inspector at Pornhub immediately created the butt crack camera and the sniff my butt. So yeah, that's how it works now. It turns out, yeah. So sometimes I have to call in sick. And I've talked about this. I used to talk about this when I moved to Indianapolis in 2014. It's one of those weird things. Like, if I could have this conversation with an employer, if they could understand that physically, I pretty much don't get sick, very rarely. Like, maybe I get a cold for a couple days. But every day, or I should say, once in a while, not every day, that was a, yeah. But often I get sick of it, like we all do, but I get really sick of it. And when I'm on a day where I'm really sick of it, not so much sick, but sick of it, being at work, I'm simply not going to be helpful. I will be grumpy, I will be mean, I will be counterproductive, and I will likely say something that will slowly lead to me being fired. So every once in a while, I gotta call in sick, but in reality, I'm sick of it. You ever want to call in sick of it? And I know your comeback is, you know, those old kids that tear the ships apart on the coast of India, they don't get the call in sick of it. You know, the people starving in Africa, they don't get the call in sick of it. You know, the people making iPhones in China, and oh, by the way, I'm the guy who has really complicated thoughts around this issue. They don't get the call in sick of it. Yeah. Folks, wake the fuck up. It is true. The average American lives far better than the average human pretty much everywhere else on planet Earth. By far. It's also true that a lot of these numbers we're given are probably lies. In fact, we're lied to all the fucking time. We're constantly being gaslit. We're constantly being told you should be happy with your grumbus meat and your gronkus soup and your flimbian stew. And yeah, it's true. You'll probably bleed out your butthole because of your diet, but fuck you. So I don't know what to tell you, but what I will tell you is that sometimes I do, these days about once a month, and frankly, I wish I could give the money back. Like, if I literally could tell an employer, listen, one or two days a month, not on a day you need me, not during an emergency, I'm probably going to need to call in sick of it. If you don't want to pay me for that day, guess what? You don't have to. You don't even have to give me PTO. Just let me take one or two days a month where I can say I'm sick. But what you really know is that's code language for Dan thinks the human race is a giant pile of shit. Yeah, let's get to the truth of it here because some of my listeners don't fucking get it. And I feel like they should because some of my listeners understand this last winter I almost hung myself. So they should get it, but they don't get it. So I want to make sure people are fucking clear on this. I do my best to try to maintain some minimal optimism about the state of the human race. I really do. I try every fucking day. I go to Willy Wonka's and I try to find reasons to think things aren't totally turning to shit. For example, when I took my little bus ride to Fry's a few weeks ago, I met a young man on the bus. You know, I'm not going to tell you his race, but what I will tell you is that if you're a superficial, stupid motherfucker, you wouldn't even have had a conversation with this guy. Turned out he was a good kid. A good kid, at least he seemed to be. Could have been bullshit, you never know. But he seemed like a good kid on his way to see his uncle, who was a pastor. It's like, hey, that's pretty cool. So don't make the assumption that you know, Dan is Mr. Grumpy Gus and simply hates the human race all the fucking time. I don't. But I'm not going to lie to you, and the Lord in heaven knows this is true. And of my many, many sins, and of my many, many things I need to work on, this is the thing that's probably one of the worst, is that every once in a while I do get kind of misanthropic. I do kind of feel like that character from Molière's play. Ultimately, there are days when I just don't want to be around people. But that doesn't mean as, I don't know. And let's be even more blunt. When I say I hate all people on those days, this is what's really important, and I don't think people fucking get it. Of all the people I hate on those days, I hate myself the most. Please don't get fucking confused. If you think I make fun of somebody and you say, oh, you're making fun of somebody, you're speaking bad words that make people feel bad. Listen, folks, whatever harsh criticism I direct towards certain people, or sometimes, I suppose, groups, whatever free speech offends you, and I hope, frankly, it does a lot of time, it means I'm doing it right. I direct my ire to a greater extent towards myself. So I'm saying all this because I don't want people to get into some weird state of mind and kind of get all freaking fucked in the head about this. Why is Dan calling in sick of it? Why doesn't Dan have a podcast up? You know why? Because some days I come home from work and all I want to do is drink and vape weed and listen to music and pretend the human race is just something different. I go to pretend land. Yeah, guess what? A lot of you folks go to your own pretend land and you won't admit it. And you pretend, well, but I'm doing is healthy. I'm going to yoga. I'm doing mindfulness training. I'm meditating. You know what, folks? Whatever fucking game you play with that chunk of fatty tissue in your clever monkey skin is your own clever monkey fucking business. But don't pretend that you're not also distracting yourself. You can mock and make fun of people who drink and use drugs all you fucking want to. But the reality is, most of you motherfuckers are finishing off a few bottles of whiskey a week, a few bottles of wine, many, many cans of beer. So don't fucking pretend that you're better. Some days, I want to call in sick of it. And you know what? I'm not ashamed of it, and I'm fairly certain I'm not the only one. Next topic. Okay, so here's the thing I think we should meditate on, because this is a good one. Everything, I mean, every time a person opens their mouth these days, it seems like almost every time people open their mouth, especially if the person happens to be male, over the age of 40, heterosexual, white, and God forbid, is in no way a Democrat or probably a Republican, doesn't matter. But it seems like every time somebody says something these days, it's racist. Everything is racist. It's now racist to try to form proper sentences. It's racist to pull your pants up. It's racist to not enjoy music that talks about women in really misogynistic terms and really rapey ways, too. It's racist to say that probably it's just as wrong for, one person to harm another person, irrespective of their color, their skin. Harming people's the issue. That's racist. It's racist to believe in freedom. That's bullshit racism. Everything is racist now. So when I think about it, I think Hitler won. NASA was founded by a Satanist and many Nazis. Operation Paperclip brought lots of Nazis to the country. We took most of the Nazi intelligence apparatus after World War II. And now everybody and everything is racist. Folks, that's what Hitler wanted. What Hitler wanted above all else was to turn everybody into a fucking racist. And when you know, maybe not that specifically. I'm obviously oversimplifying. You could say, no, Dan, he wanted the German Empire, you know, Deutschland über alles. And yes, yes, and yes. But in a sense, he would have also just liked to take the paradigm of the human race and make it all about race. That's also true. So in terms of the ideological empire that Hitler wanted to create, he achieved it. You know, these social justice warriors may not realize it, but they're making the philosophical dream of Hitler true. He wanted everyone to think in terms of stupid shit, like what's the color of your skin? How big is your nose? You know, what color is your hair? What's the shape of your skull? Where were you born? Who were your parents? Hitler wanted fucking people to do the 23andMe crap. Hell, if he knew about 23andMe, if Hitler were alive today, he would probably be doing advertising commercials for the genetic testing companies. Folks, making this all about race is exactly what Hitler wanted. That's why you're crazy, crazy, stupid fucks. If you spend any time on your superficial characteristics or judging people based on them, if you spend any time organizing parties or philosophies around your sexual junk, if you spend any stupid fucking time organizing groups and meetups because of the color of your skin, then yeah, you're a stupid racist fuck. You could say, well, I'm part of the Urban League, or I'm part of La Raza, or I'm the Proud White Boys. You know what, folks? If you're organizing yourself right, left, Democrat, or Republican, based upon the fact that you're gay, or straight, or fucking black, or white, or Asian, or Krebic, or Translubian, I don't give a fuck. What ass crack of the Mother Earth you crawled out of, you clever fucking monkey skin. If you base your life on the superficial characteristics that you have and that other people have, you will be disappointed. You remember my podcast when I said everybody dies? I'm going to let you on a little secret. At some point in your life, you were beautiful. Everybody is beautiful at some point, believe it or not. Even if it's only when they're babies, but everybody is beautiful at some point physically. But here's the deal. That fades. That goes away. If you value your existence in terms of your beauty, you will be sorely fucking disappointed eventually. Everybody grows old. Just about everybody I know at some point will be poor. I know the rich people never experience it, but a lot of the people I've met in my life have had times in their life where they didn't have a lot of money. And I know, Dan, you're talking about white man, American poor. We've already covered that subject, okay? Shut the fuck up. Most of the people I know will be poor at some point in their life. They'll have no money. If you measure your existence in terms of the shit you can buy, if you measure your relationship with God in terms of the money that you can hand into the collections tray every Sunday, you will be sorely disappointed. This is my simple point, folks. If you focus on superficial shit that is part of the waftings and the wavings of the natural history of this place that was never meant to last, if you base your shit on shit that was never meant to last, you will be disappointed. My advice, if you are into, and because the battery's really low, I'm going to leave it on this topic. Yeah. I'll finish up the topics tomorrow, but the battery's almost dead. I'm going to have to recharge the battery on my recorder, but here's the deal. My advice to all of you, period, end of sentence, is that you don't base your philosophy on superficial bullshit. that you don't value people in terms of what car they drive or what clothes they wear. I know it's tough because in America these days, we are all about superficial bullshit. The latest phone, the latest shoes, the latest car, the latest whatever. Oh, I've got an Apple Watch or I've got these Apple iPods I have shoved in my ears. Folks, if you're judging people based upon superficial characteristics, at some point in your life, it is inevitable you will be horribly disappointed. If you judge yourself the same way, you will have a horrible life. But if you recognize there are things about people that are deeper than the skin, deeper than the clothes, deeper than the car, deeper than all the fucking bullshit, deeper than the career, there are parts of the people you know that are deeper than that. If you understand that, you have a chance at living a truly authentic life. But you've got to have that perspective. You have to, wait a minute, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, Beans. Okay, okay. Fuck. Yes. Yes, yes, Beans. I'll do that. Yes, Beans. Okay, so Beans just contacted me via the hyper-light capabilities of French bulldogs within the transdimensional realm of the demon hierarchy. And he let me know that I should probably focus on getting ready for work and that he was going to send me an alarm soon to wake me up. So I need to be careful about that. And, yeah. To all you out there on this Tuesday morning, wake the fuck up. Get over the superficial bullshit. Don't judge people because of the color of their skin, to quote or paraphrase Martin Luther King. You need to focus on the content of their character.